Right now, though, we turn our attention to the forests of the Sierra Nevada. It's estimated that tens of millions of trees have died as a result of the drought and bark beetles. As a result, we've been told the risk of wildfire is higher than normal. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, that might not be the case.
Look out over a hillside at 5,000 feet in the Sierra Nevada, and that landscape, usually awash of green pines, firs, and cedars, is probably smudged with reds and browns. Ranger Al Watson with Sequoia National Forest explains.
So you're looking at sometimes in areas of 50% or more mortality, where 3 years ago there was only a few sporadic types of dead trees here and there.
The Forest Service puts the latest death toll at 66 million trees in just California. And for a state that's hot, dry, and in the fifth year of drought, Watson says those trees are a danger.
More dead trees and higher concentration mean a lot more fire risk.
It's easy to draw a straight line between dead trees and wildfires. After all, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has used the words extreme and catastrophic to articulate the hazard. And wildfire risk was a major reason Governor Brown declared a state of emergency last fall. But among researchers, there's some dispute as to how this tree mortality actually influences fire behavior. Many scientific studies have demonstrated no relationship between stands of dead trees and fire severity. Some studies even found wildfires are weaker in areas hard hit by tree die-offs. So how can these opposing arguments coexist? It's because the conditions around the dead trees vary so wildly, says forester Brian Block. He and Ranger Watson took me out to the forest near Lake Isabella to survey the damage. He points out a thick ponderosa pine with reddish-brown needles.
So this tree here was attacked by beetles. It probably took a couple years for it to succumb.
This one still got its bark and needles, which are important for fire risk.
So these trees that you see on the landscape that are red and brown, they have a lot of fine needles on them, and they will ignite very easily. Once they start losing all of their fine needles and they basically become tree trunks with a few branches on them that are 3 inches in diameter, they don't burn very well.
Turns out, standing trees, even when dead, don't actually ignite very easily.
Like you're building a fire in your fireplace, you lay the logs all down. You wouldn't want to stand them all up, because if you put a match to it, you can't get them to light. But if you lay your sticks crossways, there's more surface area, they burn better. Same thing with a standing tree.
But forests are made up of any combination of trees, standing or fallen, with or without needles. So it's on balance, Block says, that more dead trees are estimated to mean a greater fire risk. But Chad Hansen, an ecologist with the nonprofit conservation group the John Muir Project, says it's not true that dead trees increase the risk of wildfire. First off, research doesn't show that fallen trees are any more flammable than standing ones.
Well, you do have more woody material on the forest floor on one hand. On the other hand, these down logs, especially once they start decaying a little bit, they act like giant sponges. They retain and soak up enormous amounts of water on the forest floor.
Another argument you're likely to hear is that because of drought, fires are already burning hotter than usual, and that increased intensity will light up those tough-to-burn standing trees. Hansen says, yes, but...
if you get hotter, drier, windier conditions, then you're generally going to have more intense fire behavior overall. And so if you've got the conditions that are right for a high-intensity fire patch, the winds really whip up more, and it's kind of the peak heat of the day, those trees are going to burn pretty intensely, whether they're alive or dead.
What he's saying is the closest indicator of how fast and hot a fire will burn is not whether the trees are dead or alive. It's the weather.
People really are very focused on forest structure and the density of the forest and, you know, live trees and dead trees. And really the fact is that what the science is telling us is that fires are overwhelmingly weather-driven. Hot, dry, windy conditions, that's going to give you more intense fire.
And really, here in California, we're always at risk for wildfires. Just ask Stan Lung.
Now this black area you're looking right in front of you, that's where we had our fire here a year ago.
Lung lives in Bass Lake, a town whose woody backdrop has been ravaged by drought and bark beetles. He remembers watching the Courtney Fire devour a hill just across the lake in 2014. It was so hot, it didn't matter if the trees were standing or fallen, alive or dead.
It just rolled down that mountain there like it was a lawnmower. It just came rolling down. And you could just see the trees just explode. And that's what they do. They explode and they throw fire out around them. It's scary.
The 86-year-old has watched PG&E take down scores of towering dead pine trees that had lived in Bass Lake longer than he has. Five of them were on his property. He was sad to see them go, but he knows if there's even the remotest possibility that they put his house in more fire danger than they did when they were alive, cutting them down was worth it. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.